its current state on 90.5 WKAR, Lansing's Old Town has become a haven for the city's artistic community over the years. This week, the Old Town arts and business communities welcome a big catch. One of the area's most prominent artists, Craig Mitchell Smith, has moved his Glassworks Gallery from a prime spot in the Meridian Mall in Okemos to a new spot in Old Town Lansing. Craig Mitchell Smith joins us today to explain his reasons for the move. Craig, nice to see you.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Also with us today, Louise Gradwall. Louise is executive director of the Old Town Commercial Association. Welcome.
Hi.
You spent 4 years running a gallery in the Meridian Mall. Why move from there to Old Town Lansing?
Well, one, I love Old Town. It's where I've been spending my playtime for years, so I wanted to be closer to my home. I live very near there, and it's just an artistic community. I wanted to be part of something larger. And as soon as the word got out that I was moving to Old Town, I started having people from Old Town come find me in the mall to welcome me there. It's a totally different experience. The mall was very good for me, and I was very glad to be there, but I want to be part of an artistic community instead of the guy who sticks out.
Now, you. I imagine in a mall setting, though, you're guaranteed some amount of foot traffic through the mall. Do you feel like you're guaranteed foot traffic in Old Town?
No. Okay. That's part of the idea. My business has changed so much in the last few years that when I opened the space at the mall, that was my first retail experience, and all my sales were coming from walk-in traffic, where people were coming in, seeing the work, and buying items. And over the last few years, what's happened is my business has changed to the place. I'm now doing some large shows, and so the bulk of my work is now far away, and I'm doing mostly custom commissions. So I have the flexibility to move where I'd like to be. And I can work on the shows wherever I'd like to, and people will come to me for custom commissions. For me, it's a lot easier to work without the distraction. I'm a talker, so people will come in the mall, and I won't get anything done because I'll talk to them.
Now, along with the gallery, is there going to be workspace involved in Old Town?
And one of the main reasons for moving to the mall is I have tripled the production space. I have a smaller gallery at the new location. It's the same square footage that I had at the mall, but it's a much larger production facility. We have 3,000 square foot to work in. So that's tripled our space. I have 4 employees, and we were all over each other trying to make the glass. And now we have dedicated workstations. We have space.
You had workspace in the mall, just not as much.
Yep.
The proportions were flip-flopped.
Yep, exactly. We flipped it. I had 4,000 square foot there. I have 4,000 square foot here. But now it's 3,000 square foot for us to work in and 1,000 square foot to display.
Interesting. Louise, tell us about, your gallery will be open tonight. Is this the first time tonight?
Our soft opening is tonight for the Old Town Chocolate Walk. Our grand opening is the 23rd on Sunday.
Sounds like fun. Louise, tell us about the Old Town Chocolate Walk.
Yeah, so this is the first time we've ever done anything like this. So participants, we sold out actually last night, so we have 177 people doing this walk through Old Town. We have 17 stops along the way, so people will be going from, you know, Cravings to Catalyst to Craig's Gallery and lots of other places.
17 in Old Town.
17, yep. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to get all different types of chocolates. So everyone's ordered from a different retailer or, you know, and a lot of them are Michigan chocolates, even coming from Traverse City. So kind of cool.
Makes you the Michigan chocolate capital for one night.
For one night at least.
And your grand opening is set for the 23rd?
It's set for the 23rd, Sunday from 12 to 5, and that's when we'll have everything properly displayed. We are put together with, you know, baling wire right now, but it will be perfect by the 23rd.
I'm sure.
And people are welcome.
I'm sure
then.
It's the most artistic baling wire in Michigan, probably.
There's a lot of hot glue holding stuff together right now.
You mentioned the welcome you've received from Old Town Lansing, but in another way, you are competition for some of the other artists who are there.
Well, I guess I just don't see it because no one does what I do and I don't do what they do. I think there's enough to go around. And I also think that galleries, people come to gallery districts and will go from one place to another.
That's just how it works.
That's just how it works. I would rather be surrounded by other galleries than shoe stores.
Sure. Louise, were you and the members of the Old Town Commercial Association happy about the news? I mean, what was it like when you found out Craig was moving in?
Well, he, you know, walked in my office, and I swear, my intern was sitting next to me. I'm like, you don't realize, like, this guy is huge. And, you know, it's just, it's really exciting to have business owners that are passionate and care and want to be a part of your community. You know, we have some really awesome anchor businesses, and to add Craig to the mix is just a phenomenal catch. And, you know, he has so much to bring to Old Town, and he's just committed. He's already joined my design committee, you know, and so he's investing his time beyond his passion of his work. So that's the goal of any Main Street director.
Part of the appeal of Old Town has been its funky vibe, tiny businesses, quirky businesses, welcoming to the gay community. Do either of you see that shifting over time in any way? Is there any risk Old Town might outgrow its charm in some way?
I don't think we'll let it.
Okay.
I don't think so either. I think the people that have property and people that own businesses, you know, we're considered a playful district, and they want to stay that way. You know, we had a snowball fight in the middle of the road last week.
Yeah, you can't, you know, do that at, like, the mall.
Yeah, that just doesn't happen everywhere.
I don't think people want to take that away, you know, because that's what makes Old Town Old Town.
Yeah, that's why we all go there.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Louise Gradwall of the Old Town Commercial Association and glass artist Craig Mitchell Smith, who is about to open his new studio space in Old Town. Louise, what does Old Town lack, though? What sorts of things would help Old Town businesses? Is there a parking issue? Are there transportation options you'd like to see? What?
Oh, there's a lot of things I would like to see. But definitely a destination restaurant is what we need. You know, having the anchor restaurant there that's open late, and offering just kind of a variety of food would be huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Craig, what do you think?
I agree. I want good food.
Yeah. Okay.
And I work late, so I would like someplace that's open late.
What's the vacancy rate like in Old Town?
It's just under 9% today.
Okay. Just under 9%. So if someone wanted to bring a business to Old Town, theoretically, there's space for
them. There is. There's actually a couple of smaller locations that are available and coming available. So if they are interested, they're welcome to contact me.
Has the winter been hard on Old Town?
Extremely.
I mean, with the jazz festival in the summertime and some of the other outdoor events, I imagine you've kind of factored a slump into just the activity in Old Town during the colder months.
Oh yeah, and the ice storm killed, you know, holiday business. That was the really hard thing for our small businesses in particular. You know, and I think we've just had a really harsh winter, and it's hard to get people going on the street. So that's why the Chocolate Walk was really launched, you know, is to get people out there and bundle up and realize the beauty that lies within our little town.
It must have concerned you a little bit, though, with all the snow that we've gotten, because you want people to walk, but at the same
time,
we have been so hammered by snow.
Yes.
that factors into this.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, since you work in glass, were there any special challenges to moving from Okemos to Old Town?
Slip and fall. It was a nightmare. The move took me 30 days. We were working consistently. My entire crew was packing up the spaces from the mall. It was 0 degrees. I had the door open from the mall. It was endless to take some 7,000 items, inventory them, and bring them to the new location, and then try and make sense of it again. It was like dismantling a Rubik's Cube.
Were you shut down completely for some period of time?
Yes, I closed the mall New Year's Eve, and then I'll open again tonight. So I've had done no business for the last month. It's taken us this long just to move the facility, get the wiring in. I had to rewire the entire facility. I use enormous amounts of power for my kilns. I wanted the place to be beautiful.
How many pieces have you created, and how long have you been working in glass?
I've been making glass just under 7 years, and I would have no idea how many pieces I've made, but they're going all over the world now.
But the commission work is the main part of the meal here for you these days. That's grown. Obviously.
I'm doing a lot of commission work. I just installed a piece at Sparrow Professional Building last night. I finished at 10 p.m. And then my next gig is I'm doing the entrance to Epcot Center at Disney and a large sculpture for the Butterfly House. So I leave in 2 weeks for Florida. And then I'm doing the Chicago Flower Show with a display of my work. And then I open a large show of 30 sculptures at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. And that opens in May. So I'm completely currently booked until the 1st of June.
How exciting. And Old Town is your new home. We want to thank Craig Mitchell Smith, glass artist, new to Old Town. He'll be open tonight during the Chocolate Walk and then officially opens to the public tomorrow. Grand opening on February 23rd. Louise Gradwald is executive director of the Old Town Commercial Association. Good luck. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks.